But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline, we believe, is the president of the Texas Rangers and part owner, the Ryan Express himself. We say good morning to Nolan Ryan. Hi, Nolan.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
Good. We appreciate the time. How's everything going out in spring training?
Well, it's all going pretty well right now. I heard y'all when I was on hold. I heard y'all talking about socks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ever do that thing where you just wear corn husk as socks when you run out of sheep's bladders to put over your toes?
No.
I've never done that.
Well, we're working hard in the Ranger organization.
Getting ready for the season, right?
Yeah, I think we're going to have a pretty good season this year. That is, if we can ever get this Chinese dude's head out of his mulleted ass.
Are you talking about Yu Darvish?
Yeah.
It's not really Chinese.
Yeah, he's more of a Japanese pitcher, I think.
Whatever. But I think he's got a lot of learning to do. I'm kind of tired of us coddling him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, why does it take him 2 weeks for him to pitch out of the windup?
Good question.
That is kind of weird.
I got news for you, Darvish. There were 2,400 brave American souls that lost the opportunity to pitch from the windup back on December 7th, 41.
Right. He has nothing to do with that.
So when we say jump, he better be asking how high. And that's just the way that, you know, I think we ought to run our organization.
Well, outside of you, Darvish.
You know, I hate to interrupt you there, Jody, but I mean, part of me just kind of feels like you, Darvish, is doing to us what Josh Hamilton did to that girl in the bathroom stall at Sherlock.
Oh, jeez.
Right, don't talk like that.
Allegedly.
You should be defending your players, not bringing up the past.
Let's not bring up that.
I kid about Josh because right now I'm serving as his babysitter until we can hire someone.
You are?
Yeah, it's just kind of hard finding a babysitter, you know, who, you know, is legal. My parents know what I'm talking about there. But anyway, you know, I don't do no 12 steps or addictive voice therapy or any of that. I just, every time Josh thinks of taking a drink, I just hold him at gunpoint and dare him to make a move towards a wet bar.
Sounds pretty effective.
Yeah. It has been effective because he hadn't had a drink yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd imagine.
He does have 3 22 long rifle wounds in his backside. Hey, before we go on the air, can I get you guys to promote something?
Yeah, we're actually on the air right now, but sure,
yeah,
go ahead.
Oh, all right. Well, I guess we can promote it now. I want everybody to remember that we got Snow Monkey Night on July 1st.
That's right. We're all looking forward to it.
And what is that again?
Well, I'm not sure all the details and that, but I think the first, I don't know, 5,000 kids get a snow monkey doll or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next 10,000 people through the door get a handful of snow monkey dung flung into their face.
How is that a good promotion?
Well, I want to say it's personally thrown from former Ranger David Hulse.
All right, we'll look into the details of Snow Monkey Night.
Yeah, we'll figure it all out, you know. I'm kind of ticked at doing the whole Snow Monkey promotion. I hate those bastards so much. Oh, damn near last night, them snow monkeys, a pack of them broke into my tack shed and strewn my saddles all over the place.
Oh, no. Still after you?
Yeah, they're just always up to no good, but say at this rate, I'd hire one of them to pitch from the windup more than this Yu Darvish belly-aching Japanese guy.
Boy, you've already had it with him.
Down on him.
Regular season's not even here.
Well, I just promised my daddy that I'd never forget.
Okay.
All right, then.
All right, then. Well, Nolan, have a good spring training.
All right. Root for our organization.
Okay. We will. There he is, Nolan Ryan from Surprise, Arizona.